Pastor Zach Gariba of Celebration Church in Barrie has just published a new book. It's called Mosque to the Cross, Encountering God and Hearing His Voice. Let's find out what it's all about. Good morning, Pastor Zach.
Good morning. How are you, Todd?
Doing good. Thanks for joining us today.
Yes.
Now, this book sounds like it's all about your journey.
Yes, it's my journey from being a Muslim imam to being a Christian pastor. And now I pastor a church. I pastor so many churches in Ontario here.
Now, as a young person, what was it about Jesus that really captured your attention? What happened there?
Well, as a young kid, you know, I grew up as a Muslim and I went to the Arabic school. But when I grew up, I had these two Christian friends who normally come to visit me, and they bring their Bible and I bring my Quran and we debate on each other. And that's how somehow it started from there. And then I took them to a Christian meeting, and I was with a young girl who is paralyzed from her waist to her foot. And that girl was healed, and that got my attention.
I guess so.
And that got my attention, so I wanted to know a little bit about this Jesus. But what has happened is that I used to hate Jesus. I didn't like Jesus at all. So for him to get my attention, for me to see a girl healed, but I've never seen that before. And I kept checking the girl. The girl is completely healed. And I started asking questions. And that's what drew me to Jesus.
Now, how old were you then? Just a young guy, eh?
Yeah, I was just about 22, 23 years old. But when I came to Canada is when the whole thing started. When I came to Canada, I had a good job in Ottawa. And then because I missed my family, I wanted to kill myself. And I was just struggling here because it's too cold and so many things. And I was the only one. My family rejected me. But what has happened is that I was at home. I prepared to kill myself. And God knocked at my door to talk to me. And that's when the whole thing started.
Wow. So you were very lonely.
Yes, very, very lonely. In Canada, you know, in Africa, we are always connected to each other. But in Canada, if you don't have any family, it's very lonely sometimes.
Oh, my goodness. That's true. Yeah, it's a bit of a culture shock, isn't it?
Yes, big, big one, you know.
So describe that moment when you say you had this encounter. How did that all happen?
What happened is that 3 o'clock in the morning, I wanted to just kill myself, and I had a door knock. And in Africa, in Canada, they normally tell you ahead of time before they come to your door.
Right.
Or they phone you. And I thought this is Africa happening again, because in Africa, people just show up at your door. So somebody knocked at my door and I went to open the door. I didn't find the person. And the second time, and the third time, I heard this distinct voice. If your mother and father forsake you, I'll be there for you. And I looked around and there was nobody. And in Canada, everybody tells you, well, if you hear a voice, you're crazy. So, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm crazy now. And then he said in Isaiah 45, verse 19, I did not say to the seed of Jacob for you to seek me in vain. And that's when it clicked on me.
Ah, I see.
That's why I said, okay, who are you? He said, I am Jesus. And he said, well, that you are the very reason why I came to the cross. I died on the cross. Will you follow me?
Amen.
And that's how I gave my life to Jesus.
What would you say, Pastor Zach, to somebody who may be in that place where you were, very lonely, feeling, you know, during these times too, it's easy to feel really disconnected and lonely, and they feel like their life isn't worth continuing. How would you encourage them to hear God's voice like you did?
You know, what I would suggest is that, you know what, either find a church to go to, or, you know what, just kneel down at the corner of your home or in your kitchen and just be honest with Jesus. Just tell him, Jesus, I'm struggling right now. I'm really lonely and I need a comfort. I need to come and touch me. Send somebody my way. Find, you know, and God is so loving. He will absolutely find somebody, or he will send somebody to you to come and talk to you, or he will always find a way because he's a loving God. He doesn't want you to be lonely. That's why he came, to help you and I. So, and when I cried to him, he came and met my need at that time.
The book is called Mosque to the Cross, Encountering God and Hearing His Voice by Pastor Zach Gariba. We'll put a link to Pastor Zach's website where you can order his book at our Life Facebook page. Pastor Zach Gariba from Celebration Church, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much, Todd. I appreciate that, and God bless you guys.